When you think of the places that have shaped technology the most, you might think of, say, the garage where Apple's Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak put together their first personal computers. You might think of the buildings at Harvard where Mark Zuckerberg started building the social website then known as the Facebook. Or you might think of the facilities in Washington State where Microsoft made billions selling its Windows operating system. Well, you might want to add one more place to that list, Dartmouth College, which is marking the 50th anniversary of the development of a computer language known as BASIC. To learn more about BASIC, we again turn to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hello.
BASIC. The name kind of says it all, doesn't it?
BASIC, indeed, was BASIC. It was designed to be sort of an introductory language that would bring people into computing by a mathematician, John Kemeny, who went on to become Dartmouth College president, and some would argue is the most influential mathematician with any New Hampshire connection. He and another professor named Tom Kurtz and a bunch of undergrads actually developed the language. And they rolled it out at roughly the same time as the Dartmouth time-sharing system, the DTSS. From computer geeks' point of view, was a more important accomplishment. The first real public time-sharing system before the internet was developed as a way for other computers on networks far away to hook into it. And at college, I was the Dartmouth time-sharing system was our connection to the system. You get under the college lab, play some game in BASIC. I mean, you would do homework in BASIC, of course. You would do it over the Dartmouth time-sharing system, and that rolled out at about the same time. Those two were kind of hand-in-hand.
But I think it's also really worth pointing out that at the same time that this language was opening up new frontiers for people to get involved and participate in computing, there were also games. And you wrote up in this week's column about a game that you remember playing where there was no screen. It actually printed out while you were playing.
Lunar Lander, I think is what it was called. Basically, you had X amount of fuel and the gravity force was X, and you're trying to have the lander land on the moon and have zero speed at the moment it touched down. And it would just print it out every time. And if you did it right, you'd land successfully. And if I did it, I'd crash. And the ones that landed successfully would have their printouts, which were 6, 8, 10, 12 feet long. And they'd go and tape them on the wall at the side of the computer center to show that they'd actually done it once.
What, if any, is the legacy that BASIC has in this push where we're trying to get more and more people into a world where they can do programming and do high-tech fields and high-tech kinds of work?
In the early 60s, you know, computers were still the big machines stuck back in the dinosaur rooms with the air conditioning and the raised floors and all the cables where people couldn't go. And it wasn't thought that, you know, ordinary human beings really had much connection with them. And you hand out a program like BASIC and a time-sharing system, and you let people, ninth graders, sneak into the computer lab at their high school and goof around with it. And it was astonishing what happened fairly quickly, what people were able to do. And I think it was a demonstration of that the teeming masses can do more than it might seem like they can from the point of view of the experts.
If you hunt around the web long enough, you can find what are called emulator sites that host old video game systems and old programming languages. Are there any of those sites where you can try out BASIC for yourself? Maybe play Lunar Lander?
I did not find Lunar Lander. You can still find it online. You can go play with it, usually in JavaScript emulators, and you can write little programs in BASIC. And I was actually going to as part of my column, but I found that I'd forgotten 10 go to and, you know, 20 print and 30 if X is less than 5, then, you know, that kind of stuff. Doesn't really come trippingly to the tongue.
David, thanks so much. Or as they say in BASIC, 10 print, thanks so much.
You're welcome.